This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a pretty big week, mergers and acquisitions-wise. Comcast, Time Warner Cable was the biggie, of course. Joseph A. Bank buying Eddie Bauer. That's from late last night, early this morning. And then this one, a $900 million deal between two companies you may never have heard of. A Japanese e-commerce conglomerate called Rakuten is buying a messaging app called Viber. There are a bunch of apps that give you free texting and sometimes even voice calls. WhatsApp is one, Line is another. But with all of them fighting for space on my phone and fighting with regular texting and Skype as well, why do you suppose is this one worth 900 million simoleons? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
Apps like Viber are huge in countries like China, where one called WeChat dominates. Julie Ask from Forrester Research explains why. They're awesome.
I would say to anyone, if they want to know what this is all about or what the craze is all about, go download something like WeChat. Get four of your five of your friends to do it and play with it for a while. You'll get totally hooked. The feature set is so much richer than standard messaging on a mobile phone. There's so much more you can do with it.
Sending videos, pictures, cute little stickers, anything you can imagine to anyone you want, most of it for free, basically replaces your voice plan, your texting plan, and half of Facebook. And e-commerce sites, too. With apps built on top of WeChat in China, you can use it to order dinner or a taxi.
These apps, they're not apps. They're platforms.
Adib Gabriel with the IT consulting firm Gartner says it makes sense for a retailer to want in on that business.
Retailers want to understand their customers better. And part of understanding it better is to get them talking.
In other words, what if Amazon knew you as well as Facebook does? Viber has 300 million users, so that's a big head start. Here's Charlene Lee from Altimeter. She thinks Rakuten just picked up a major asset.
They instantly bought access to 300 million people.
That's not as many as Facebook, but it's growing fast, and Facebook couldn't be purchased for $900 million. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.